Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Kay, Professor of Medicine and the Timothy S. and Elaine L. Peterson Chair in Rheumatology at the University of Massachusetts Medical School and UMass Memorial Medical Center, both in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm here in San Diego reporting for Medscape from the 2017 American College of Rheumatology Annual Scientific Meeting. At this meeting, there are a number of presentations about biosimilars. There's an oral abstract session at which data will be presented about four different biosimilars. There will be data presented about GP2013, Sandoz's rituximab biosimilar, where a 52-week comparative effectiveness study comparing GP2013 to reference rituximab was conducted. In this study, the biosimilar was shown to be equivalent in efficacy and comparable in safety to the reference product. There will also be data presented for FKB327, a biosimilar adalimumab manufactured by Fujifilm Kyowa Kirin Biologics in Japan. This was a 24-week double-blind comparative effectiveness study with an open-label extension in which the biosimilar adalimumab was shown to be equivalent in efficacy and comparable in safety to the reference adalimumab product. GP2015 was approved in the United States as etanercept SZZS, a biosimilar manufactured by Sandoz that was studied only in psoriasis, and the approval was based upon the EGALITY study in psoriasis. At this meeting, data will be presented for 24-week results in rheumatoid arthritis from a study that showed equivalent efficacy and comparable safety to reference etanercept. Finally, the 26-week open-label extension data for the Northswich study, which was a randomized, blinded, comparative study looking at continued treatment with reference infliximab to biosimilar CTP13 infliximab, also known as infliximab DYYB in the United States. This open-label extension was conducted at the end of the 52-week blinded period, and patients were either switched to the biosimilar or continued on the biosimilar. And in this study, there was no difference in either safety or efficacy in any of the indications studied to the end of the study. There also will be the great debate, which takes place tomorrow, where I will be debating Roy Fleischman about the question to switch or not to switch. In this debate, I will be taking the side in favor of switching to biosimilars, and Dr. Fleischman will be taking the easier side of arguing against switching based upon an inadequate amount of data available to date. But certainly the absence of evidence does not mean evidence of absence, and I hope to prevail and indicate that there are potential benefits to biosimilars. First and foremost, since biosimilars are equivalent in efficacy and comparable in safety to the reference products, the availability of biosimilars at a lower cost than the reference product should decrease the cost of treating patients. However, discounting and rebating of the reference product may actually lead to the reference product being lower in price than the biosimilar. However, this lower price of the reference product has been provoked by the availability on the market of biosimilars. So the lower priced biosimilar or the lower list priced biosimilar introduces market competition that provokes these discounts and rebates for the originator and lowers the overall cost of treatment with that molecule. The availability of multiple biosimilars of the same reference product, such as infliximab in the United States, where we have an infliximab DYYB known as Inflectra, and infliximab ABDA, which is the infliximab known as Renflexis. Renflexis is discounted 35% compared to Inflectra, which is discounted 15%. Regardless, the effect of this market competition should drive down the price of medications and should make treatment more readily available to patients for whom the originator molecule had originally been inaccessible. Greater global access to effective biopharmaceuticals should reduce disability, morbidity, and mortality associated with inflammatory diseases and should benefit patients worldwide. So at this 2017 annual scientific meeting, new data will be presented about biosimilars. Dr. Fleischman and I will be debating whether to switch or not to switch, and there will be an additional session on Monday in which I talk about interchangeability, and there will be a presentation about the regulations surrounding biosimilars. Well, I thank you for your attention and look forward to seeing you again on Medscape. I'm Jonathan Kaye.